On the 17th of September, earlier this year, my mother's 82nd birthday, we gathered as a family in my home church to celebrate her life and to comfort one another in our grief following her death a few weeks before. Hundreds of our friends and family joined us on Zoom to share in our grief and our remembrance. This year's been really hard for us all. I'm particularly mindful, as you can imagine, of all those who have been touched by grief of any kind this year. We've all lost something, though, this year. Had to work hard, had to dig deep and find resources we didn't know we had. And I want to talk for a moment about security and where we find it. Because the reality is that many of the things that we normally put our trust in have been sorely tested. Our health, our work, our finances, the health service, the strength of our economy. Our security has never been more challenged. And so, like many generations before us, we've had to dig deep into our faith once again, because our faith, our hope, our trust in God has also...
He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
On the 17th of September, earlier this year, my mother's 82nd birthday, we gathered as a family in my home church to celebrate her life and to comfort one another in our grief following her death a few weeks before. Hundreds of our friends and family joined us on Zoom to share in our grief and our remembrance. This year's been really hard for us all. I'm particularly mindful, as you can imagine, of all those who have been touched by grief of any kind this year. We've all lost something, though, this year. Had to work hard, had to dig deep and find resources we didn't know we had. And I want to talk for a moment about security and where we find it. Because the reality is that many of the things that we normally put our trust in have been sorely tested. Our health, our work, our finances, the health service, the strength of our economy. Our security has never been more challenged. And so, like many generations before us, we've had to dig deep into our faith once again, because our faith, our hope, our trust in God has also been tested. So have a think. What has your experience been this year? Do you have words for it? How have you coped? What has this year revealed to you about this, where the center of your security lies? And how have you drawn on the resources of your faith, the resources of Scripture, the resources of the wider Christian community, of the resources of the Spirit? Or have you found yourself heading off into other places for respite, for strength and for hope? Everybody's got a hungry heart, sang Bruce Springsteen many years ago, but it's true. And there are so many ways that we have of filling our hearts, but these have been taken from us this year. And so it's no wonder that we have this feeling of flatness, or worse than feeling flat, we feel down or anxious or restless. Our worlds have been shattered. So it's good that we tuned in tonight. It's so good to be here, revisiting this story in word and song, because the truth of Christmas has something to change our lives, offer us a powerful, potent gift, the gift we really need more than any other. Christmas is the story of the gift of Jesus, The same Jesus who said he was the bread of life. The same Jesus who said he was living water. The same Jesus who said he was the way and the truth and the life. The same Jesus who said he was the light of the world. The same Jesus who claimed he was the resurrection and the life. And you can't get darker than the tomb that his dead body was placed in. Tonight we are joyfully gathering together once again, even though we are restricted from meeting in person, around the story of God's rescue. We are meditating on the incredible, life-changing, extraordinary truth that God came to us, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity, the full majesty of God coming into our world, humbly birthed into the world at war. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more shall die. Resurrection, life. The words of Isaiah, which began our service, found their fulfillment in Jesus. To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We see in Jesus the rescuing King. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. This king, come to bring in his kingdom, to change lives and families and to change the world, to rescue us, redeem us, and renew us. My heart yearns for life just like yours. My heart grieves just like yours. My heart needs comfort just like yours. This has been a hard, tiring year, and Jesus is the gift of God to our hearts. As we know, this great rescue plan, God's kingdom project, took centuries to work through, twisting and turning this way and that as God's people moved in and out of faithfulness to his guidance. But ultimately, as the angels declared, it found its conclusion in the birth of a child, the Christ, the incarnate deity, pleased to dwell with us, Jesus, our Emmanuel, God with us. Hark! The herald angels sing. It's a royal carol, drenched in royal images, words and themes, and matched by a royal soundtrack with trumpets and horns. It's epic in scope. It's about all nations rising to honor and worship the glorious newborn king. All of heaven's angels heralding the arrival of the Christ, the anointed kingly Messiah, join the triumph of the skies, singing, Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. A direct quote from Isaiah's royal prophecy. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Christ is born in Bethlehem. The song is a joyful, bold, extravagant, royal celebration of the arrival of God's saving King, who, as the story unfolds, has come to us not simply to enter our experience or to sympathize with our predicament, but to save us, to rescue us, to reinstate God's kingdom over us, to reveal God's love, his passionate love for us, to renew God's image within us, to radiate God's life through us, and ultimately to completely remake God's creation for us, a new heaven and a new earth. It's a complete vision of renewal, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings, born that man no more shall die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth, renewal, rebirth, rescue. Why the joy tonight? Why the celebration year on year, even in the darkest of days? Because the gift has been given and our hearts find rest at last. Our hope has been fulfilled. All our hopes and fears are met in him tonight. So this year, everyone has said it, has been unprecedented, deeply challenging, overwhelming at times, full of grief and stress and pain. Our securities, our peace, our stability have been stripped away, and we've all felt exposed and vulnerable. Most of us are not so used to feeling this vulnerable. We have so much that normally keeps us safe. But this Christmas, we realize again that our ultimate safety rests in God alone, in Christ alone, and the gift of his rescue plan. We have this song here at St. Mary's that's familiar to so many of us. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on the cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ, I stand. There in the ground, his body lay. Light of the world by darkness slain. Then, bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. Hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns and calls me home. Here in the power of Christ, I'll stand. We sang that song on the 17th of September, my mother's 82nd birthday, as we gathered as a family in my home church to celebrate her life and to comfort one another in our grief following her death a few weeks before. This is our living hope, Jesus Christ, the King, worthy of our allegiance, of our trust, of our faith. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory, glory to the newborn King.